2, the 28th year, A.D. 22. In March, A.D. 22, Jesus took leave of Zebedee and of Capernaum. He asked for a small sum of money to defray his expenses to Jerusalem. While working with Zebedee, he had drawn only small sums of money, which each month he would send to the family at Nazareth. One month Joseph would come down to Capernaum for the money. The next month Jude would come over to Capernaum, get the money from Jesus, and take it up to Nazareth. Jude's fishing headquarters was only a few miles south of Capernaum. When Jesus took leave of Zebedee's family, he agreed to remain in Jerusalem until Passover time, and they all promised to be present for that event. They even arranged to celebrate the Passover supper together. They all sorrowed when Jesus left them, especially the daughters of Zebedee. Before leaving Capernaum, Jesus had a long talk with his newfound friend and close companion, John Zebedee. He told John that he contemplated traveling extensively until my hour shall come, and asked John to act in his stead in the matter of sending some money to the family at Nazareth each month until the funds due him should be exhausted. And John made him this promise, "My teacher, go about your business, do your work in the world. I will act for you in this or any other matter, and I will watch over your family even as I would foster my own mother and care for my own brothers and sisters. I will disperse your funds which my father holds as you have directed, and as they may be needed. And when your money has been expended, if I do not receive more from you, and if your mother is in need, then I will share my own earnings with her. Go your way in peace. I will act in your stead in all these matters." Therefore, after Jesus had departed for Jerusalem, John consulted with his father Zebedee regarding the money due Jesus, and he was surprised that it was such a large sum. As Jesus had left the matter so entirely in their hands, they agreed that it would be the better plan to invest these funds in property and use the income for assisting the family at Nazareth. And since Zebedee knew of a little house in Capernaum which carried a mortgage and was for sale, he directed John to buy this house with Jesus' money and hold the title in trust for his friend. And John did as his father advised him. For 2 years the rent of this house was applied on the mortgage, and this, augmented by a certain large fund which Jesus presently sent up to John to be used as needed by the family, almost equaled the amount of this obligation, and Zebedee supplied the difference, so that John paid up the remainder of the mortgage when it fell due, thereby securing clear title to this two-room house. In this way, Jesus became the owner of a house in Capernaum, but he had not been told about it. When the family at Nazareth heard that Jesus had departed from Capernaum, they, not knowing of this financial arrangement with John, believed the time had come for them to get along without any further help from Jesus. James remembered his contract with Jesus, and, with the help of his brothers, forthwith assumed full responsibility for the care of the family. But let us go back to observe Jesus in Jerusalem. For almost 2 months he spent the greater part of his time listening to the temple discussions, with occasional visits to the various schools of the rabbis. Most of the Sabbath days he spent at Bethany. Jesus had carried with him to Jerusalem a letter from Salome, Zebedee's wife, introducing him to the former high priest, Annas, as one the same as my own son. Annas spent much time with him, personally taking him to visit the many academies of the Jerusalem religious teachers. While Jesus thoroughly inspected these schools and carefully observed their methods of teaching, he never so much as asked a single question in public. Although Annas looked upon Jesus as a great man, he was puzzled as to how to advise him. He recognized the foolishness of suggesting that he enter any of the schools in Jerusalem as a student, and yet he well knew Jesus would never be accorded the status of a regular teacher, inasmuch as he had never been trained in these schools. Presently the time of the Passover drew near, and along with the throngs from every quarter, there arrived at Jerusalem from Capernaum Zebedee and his entire family. They all stopped at the spacious home of Annas, where they celebrated the Passover as one happy family. Before the end of this Passover week, by apparent chance, Jesus met a wealthy traveler and his son, a young man about 17 years of age. These travelers hailed from India, and being on their way to visit Rome and various other points on the Mediterranean, they had arranged to arrive in Jerusalem during the Passover, hoping to find someone whom they could engage as interpreter for both and tutor for the son. The father was insistent that Jesus consent to travel with them. Jesus told him about his family, and that it was hardly fair to go away for almost 2 years, during which time they might find themselves in need. whereupon this traveler from the Orient proposed to advance to Jesus the wages of 1 year, so that he could entrust such funds to his friends for the safeguarding of his family against want, and Jesus agreed to make the trip. Jesus turned this large sum over to John, the son of Zebedee, and you have been told how John applied this money toward the liquidation of the mortgage on the Capernaum property. Jesus took Zebedee fully into his confidence regarding this Mediterranean journey, but he enjoined him to tell no man, not even his own flesh and blood, and Zebedee never did disclose his knowledge of Jesus' whereabouts during this long period of almost 2 years. Before Jesus' return from this trip, the family at Nazareth had just about given him up as dead. Only the assurances of Zebedee, who went up to Nazareth with his son John on several occasions, kept hope alive in Mary's heart. During this time, the Nazareth family got along very well. Jude had considerably increased his quota and kept up this extra contribution until he was married. Notwithstanding that they required little assistance, it was the practice of John Zebedee to take presents each month to Mary and Ruth, as Jesus had instructed him.